money is worth more than the ksuba, so she has a right to take this. But Rotz, if she wants to, if the ksuba is worth more, she has a right to say, like nothing doing. She has a right to say, Rotz, no tell us ksuba so. She has the option of saying, I don't want this present, I'd rather keep my ksuba. The ksuba is worth more than 200, she would rather take a ksuba. Same thing now with Shchid Merah, a person is about to die, Shoma that says, Tenu Mosayim Zuz Leploini Bal Chayvi Kiroloi. I want you to give $200 to this person that's a Bal Chayv, that I owe him money, he's my Bacha, I owe him money. I want you to give it to him. So what's the locha? Noitlon, he takes it as a present. For Noitlon as Chayvai. And later he has a right again to collect his Chayv. So what the Shchid Merah meant to say was, I want to give him a present. He was nice to me, so I want to give him back now a present. Besides the money I owe him. But what's going to be? B'chayvai. Let's say the Shchid Merah says, no, I'm giving you this $200 now for your chayv. So then, then now, but if the Shchid Merah says clearly, this is the money for your chayvai, then noitlo b'chayvai. He takes it for his chayv, he doesn't get a double, like a present. This is the money for the chayv. So Mari asked the question, Mishum di oma kiroloi noitlam noisli es chayvoi. What's going on here? What did Shchid Merah said? He said to this person that he owes money to, here, take this money that's fitting for you. So who told you fitting means that I want to give you this for present and another 200 to get for your chayv? For Dilma may be here, kiroloi b'chayv akomar. Maybe here what the Shchid Merah meant to say was, listen, I owe this money. Here, take this money, what's fitting for you, the chayvai. Like here, Lakura, how do we know to say the Shchid Merah meant to give him a double portion? Had to give him a present, and then he'll collect the chayv. Maybe the Shchid Merah only meant to say, Karolo, take it according to what I owe you. Rav Nachman, Omali Huna. So Nachman said, Dr. Huna told me, you should know, for money, who does this price go like? The Rekivi, and the Chanami, the price only goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Dayek Lishna Yisrael. The Rabbi Kiva is medayik from every extra word. If there's an extra word there in the condition, we learn out something from the extra words. The Lishni Yisera. The Tanan, we learn it like this. If somebody sells something, and he says, V'loyes ha-bor, v'loyes ha-dos. I'm selling you my house, my field here, but I'm not selling you the bor, I'm not selling you the ditch in my house of water. V'loyes ha-dos also. The halacha is, afo pi shekosav by umka v'rumo, even though you wrote clearly the depth and the height of the house, it's still not included in the sale. The Sarach Likalai Derach Dibur Rabbi Kiva. And the Maisa, you are not selling the bor, it still remains by you, but you have to buy yourself a pass to get there, because the house you sold, so wherever the bor of water is, you have to buy yourself the right to walk there. Vacham and the Chum say no, ain't the Sarach Likalai Derach. You don't have to buy the road. You don't have to buy the road. Since they hold you sell something buying Ra, and therefore you leave over for yourself much more. So since you're leaving over for yourself the right to use this ditch of water, you also mean to leave over for yourself already the path, the road to get there. All right, turn over. This is the Machlokes before. So on this, the Gemara says, though, Umoy the Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Kiva agrees, Pazman Shom Aloy, Chutz Me'eloy, Chutz Me'eloy, when a person sells his house, he goes to take out his time and speaks out that I'm selling you my house, but excluding the bor and the dos. Because really, even if you wouldn't have said it, it's not included. If somebody says I'm selling you my house means the building itself. That does not include the well outside. You didn't have to speak it out, automatically it's not included. But let's say the person takes out time, words, and speaks it out clearly. He says, you know, I'm selling you my house, excluding, but I'm not selling you the bor and the dos. So you wrote extra words here. In such a case, Rabbi Kiva agrees that Sheila Sarah Likud Vaderech, that you do not have to buy the path to get to the bor. That since you spoke out extra words here, these extra words meant to tell us that what you mean is you want to have the right to use the path to get to the bor also. So what do you see? Alma, Kivun de Leitzarach, since when the person sold his house, he did not have to speak out and say, excluding the bor. Anyway, it would be excluded. Ukomar, and he did speak this out and say, excluding the bor, let's fool you, no sakasi. What he meant to do is add in something more. That not only am I leaving over for myself the right to use the bowl, but I'm also leaving over myself the right to walk there. Therefore, here Rabbi Akiva agrees, you have a right to walk through there. So Kitz has to his rights over here also. And since he spoke out extra words and says, Kiroloi, like what do you have to speak out Kiroloi? We just should have said, Tanu Masayim Zuzla Plani Bal Chayvi. That's all the Shkuma should have said. Since he said the extra words, Kiroloi, the extra words here means, I want to give him a present. It's fitting for him. Since he was nice to me when I was alive, therefore I want to give him back a present now. Therefore we say, the 200 is a present, excluding the Chayv that he owes him. He doesn't have to say the words Kirola, comma, let's fool you most sikosis. Come to say more. Turn around, what about this?
That's Shiv Meira. Again, it's Shiv Meira. First one's about to die. Shama that he says, Mona Yeshli Yetzer Pleni, he should know somebody owes me money. He says it in front of Adam. Shiv Meira himself says that somebody owes him money. So, Lachari, so Adam Kaisvin, the Adam that hears this. From the Shchivma, they have a right to write it down. They have a right to write it down for Zichron Dvorim Balma. Just remember what the Shchivma said. Even though the Eidim themselves do not really know that this person, this loiver, really owes them the money, so even though they do not know the truth, still they have a right to write it down just for Zichron Dvorim Balma. Remember, so like that the Yorshim should know to try and ask this person back for the money. So most of the Fikach, therefore, since the Edom write it down, even though they do not know themselves, Kishu Goiva, later on when the Yerushim want to go to collect the money from this Loiva, Sarach Lovi Raya, he asked to have another type of a Raya. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, this Shtar that he has, that the Edom wrote down, is not enough. Because the Lachur, the Edom could write it down, even though they're not Makkah, they do not know the truth. It's only for Zichron and Devorim, just remember that the Shchiv Meira said this. Therefore, when the Yorshim later come to collect the money, they have to have another proof. However, the Chachamim Oymer Nechom say, Ein Koisvin, no, the Eidim do not have a right to write down what they hear from the Shchiv Meira. Eliim Kein Makirin, only unless they really know it's true, like they also recognize this loiva that really the Shchiv Meira lent him money, then they write down the Shtar. The Fikach, therefore, since that's the Halacha, Kishu Goiva, later when the Yerushim go to collect the money, and Sarach Lavi Raya, they do not have to bring another proof, because this Shtar was only written if the Edom really knew the truth, so it's called the Good Shtar. Sefta Machloikas in Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. On this, Amar of Nachman said, that Amli Huna, that Huna told me, Tana, learn like this, learn a little bit the opposite way. That Rabbi Meir, Aymer, Ein Kaisvin. Rabbi Meir is the one that says, Ein Kaisvin. No, the Eidim cannot write down what they hear from the Shchiv Meira. Only if they're makir, they know clearly that's the truth. But if they do not know it's the truth, they cannot write it down. And rather, the Goros, the Chachamim, Aymer, the Chachamim, the one that says, Kaisvin. Yes, you have a right to write it down. Even though they're not makir, still it could be written down. What's the purpose of writing it down? So later on, the Yerushim just should have like a zichron, a remembrance of what happened, of what their father said. So later they'll have to look into and try and find the shtar, try and find the raya. Now the Gemara says, V'yaf Rabbi Meir, either Quintus Girsa, that Rabbi Meir says, Ein Kaisvin, really, V'yaf Rabbi Meir, Le'omar Elo Mishum Bezden Tayin. Like really Rabbi Meir would agree to Chachamim that the Edom should be able to write it down. Just they're afraid, the reason why we do not let the Edom write it down, because Bezdin may make a mistake. Like another Bezdin, when the Yerushim come out with this Shtar, the Bezdin will think that the Edom that signed on it knew what they were talking about. They really knew that there was Halvor, and this person owes them money, but since we're afraid Bezdin may make a mistake, therefore the Lachar may hold that right now, we do not let the Edom write it down, unless they really know the truth. And this Gemara says, Amar Rav Dini Ben Adoi, Hilchosa Vatalocha, Ein Choshen LeBezdin Toyin. No, we're not afraid. We're not afraid the Bezdin will make such a mistake. And therefore the Lachar is that the Edom have a right to write it down. Even though they're not Makkah, they do not know the truth, still they could write it down just for remembrance. But later on the Yerushim, they remember the father said this, so they'll go to investigate to make sure whether it's true or not. But our court told them, we're not afraid of the Bezdin Toyin, therefore we let the Edom write it down, even though they're not Makir the Leiva. So more risk, or Maishna Midirova. If so, like, why is there, what's the difference between this, between our case here and Rova's case? The Yom Rova, that Rova says the law is Ein Choltin Elim Kemakirin. If Yevom wants to have Chalitza and they come to Bezdin, so even though there are three people at Bezdin, they did not make Chalitza unless they know clearly that this man is the Yevom and this lady is the Yevom. If they do not know clearly, Bezdin does not make a Chalitza. The same thing, Vayna Maranim, Elin Kemakirin, do not make a Maisimian unless they know clearly this is the wife, this is the young, the Ketana, and this is the husband. So, since Bezdin does not do it unless they know clearly who the people are, the figure, therefore, Kaisven get Chalitza, forget the Mion, Viato Pishain Makirin. Let's say there are Edom there that see the way Bezdin made a Maisa Chalitza, or they see the way Bezdin made a Maisimian. So the law is the Edom have a right to write up a shtar, even though they do not know clearly that this person is the Yovam and she's the Yavama. But they have a right to be Samech on Bezdin, that since Bezdin only does it if they really know, if they do not know, they would not do it. So therefore, Edom have a right to write it up. Why? Now what's the law? How come Bezdin cannot make a Chalitza min HaSofik, even though they're not sure who they are? Let them still make a Chalitza, we'll find out later. Because we're afraid of the Bezdin that they may make a mistake. So you see, we do not let a Bezdin do something in a suffix, because maybe the next Bezdin will think for sure the first Bezdin did it right. So you see, we are chushin the Bezdin toyin. So how can we by Edom will not chush it? So almost like this. I'll tell you, Lloyd, there's no steer. I'll tell you, Bezdin, Bosa Bezdin or Lloyd Aika. That a Bezdin, if they hear that the first thing was done in Bezdin, the second Bezdin will not check it out. They'll think for sure the first Bezdin did it, because they knew what they were doing. So Maisa Chalitza or Maisa Min is done in Bezdin, for sure the second Bezdin would make a mistake. Because they'll feel the first Bezdin would only do it if they know clearly that this is a Yevam or Yevama. So therefore, since they won't be Medayik, we do not let the first Bezdin do it unless they know for sure. Mashenka in Bezdin, Boser Edim Daika. Here, like when a Shchimura says something, and if we'd let the Edim write it down, we're not afraid that maybe Bezdin would make a mistake to think that for sure it's true. Because the Bezdin is Medayik after Edim. Even though it's Edim that wrote it down, so what? It's possible that the Edim wrote it down and remember what the Shchimura said, even though they did not know for sure that this person really lent the money, that he's really the loiva. Therefore, there's no stira. If the attack we hold that you do not write down the, we do not let the Edim write down the shtar because we're afraid of a Bezdin. Forget, here we do let the Edim write it down because we're not afraid of a Bezdin toyin. By Shenkein, by Chalitza, and by Mion, there will be Yishala, the second Bezdin, thinking about a first Bezdin. There they'd make a mistake. They would never think that the first Bezdin would do it unless they know for sure. So they would be Samech on the first Bezdin. Therefore, there the Halacha is, the first Bezdin cannot make the Chalitza unless they know for sure that this is really the Yavam and the Yavama. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Kufla mit Chesam Abayz, the Bada Mishnah. It says, Av Toilish Umaychul L'chol Misha Yirsa. A father could be Toilish, when pull off and give it to eat whoever he wants to. Shashbam says, it's talking about Al HaKaisim L'chosov L'bnoi L'yacha Moisekoi. In the case where a father already wrote off that this property, this field, should go to his son after he dies. Which means to say the son owns the goof of the karka right now, just the right to use it, the payris the father still has. Therefore, when the tefes tolish, whatever he pulls off from the field, the father could do whatever he wants with it. So that's the Mishnah, for av tolish, the father could pull off the payris, or maichel achol mishirto, he can give the tea to whoever he wants to. Ma'ashenkin or ma'asheniach, or what's left over, or ma'asheniach tolish, hareyu shal yorshim. Sponsored like this. Omar Shania Polish means, let's say when the father dies and it's off the property, so also when the father dies, now it comes out that the goof of the field the son owns. But he only owns the goof of the karka. Mashenkin, things that were pulled off the karka already, like he have fruits that are lying on the floor, it does not belong to this one son. So those fruits have a regular din Yerusha to go to anybody. That's the end. That's the Pshana Mishnah.
that kids, even though the father gave away the goof for the karka to his son, he only gave him the goof for the karka. But anything that's pulled off the karka already tolush, that belongs to the father. Therefore, when the father dies, what's left over on the field, pulled off already, goes to all the yorshim, not to this one son that just gets the karka itself. Elimor says, tolush in, mashma only because it's pulled off already, but mechubar lai, mashma but still attached, then no, then it belongs to the mekabel matana. In the case you gave it away, anything that would be attached to the ground would go to the son. Like here, when the father dies, and this field is full of, let's say, oranges, mashma, then they would all go to the son. The more is that true?